Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome from the Music Department of the University of Rhode Island, an associate professor, David Gilliland, is here. And David, nice to have you with us.
It's fantastic to be here, Mike.
We're going to talk about a pretty special event coming up this weekend, just in a few days from now, right? Tell us what's happening at the University of Rhode Island.
The University of Rhode Island is starting its holiday extravaganza, which will be Saturday, December 2nd at 8 o'clock and Sunday, December 3rd at 3 o'clock, two performances in which we're going to showcase all six of our large ensembles. We're going to have our concert choir, our university chorus, our In the Pocket, which is a brand new vocal jazz group, our jazz band, our wind ensemble, and our symphony orchestra, all on stage at the same time. It'll be about 180 people that we're all going to figure out how to shoehorn on stage, and each will play about 10 minutes of music. We think it'll be a fantastic holiday experience for everyone.
Excellent. So we're going to have both vocalists and instrumentalists together, a little bit of everything in this concert. And that's going to be at the Fine Arts Center, is that correct?
That is correct.
And times?
Times again would be 8 o'clock on December 2nd and 3 o'clock on December 3rd.
Okay, so Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, the place to be if you're in southern Rhode Island or anywhere in southern New England, take a trip over to URI. It's not, I know some of you are thinking, wait a minute, I live in Jamestown, I got to go over the bridge, but that's okay, you can make it. Or even if you live in Pawcatuck, Connecticut, it's only a few minutes away, so check out URI. David, let's go back to a little bit about you. As an associate professor, how long have you been in the music business?
I've been in the music business quite a while. This is my fifth year at URI, though. I moved in 2019 up here, and I'm in charge of the accompanying services for our music department and also teach theory.
Okay, so when did music become a big part of your life? As an early childhood or later on?
It's always been a part of my life. I think I started piano lessons when I was five, although I kind of branched out into several different sides of that as well. I was into initially classical piano, but then moved into jazz for a little bit, played the bassoon, picked up the accordion when I was down in North Carolina for a bit. I've always found myself as a pianist really enjoying working with other people, and that's what's drawn me to the collaborative arts.
There you go. So as a pianist at URI 5 years ago, you probably ran into one of our co-WCRI guys here, Joe Perillo, on a regular basis, right?
Of course.
And Joe, a good friend of the station, has his jazz show here every Friday night. So check out Jazz After Dinner with Joe Perillo. And I'm sure there's a lot of people, you know, Rhode Island is a small place. And my wife, who's from New York, always says, well, of course you know everyone. It's so small. But that's not necessarily the case. It's the industry, it's the world we live in today, right, that makes the ability for people to know each other and collaborate and so forth. So starting off playing the piano when you were five, wow.
An illustration of how small that Rhode Island music world is. When Joe Perillo retired, I actually happened to be in his office, and I'm playing on his piano, which is, I think, the best instrument that we have in the music department.
There you go. So see, as always, there's always a story, because Joe also is a regular player at the Music Mansion in Providence. Have you ever been there?
I have.
You have?
Beautiful spot.
Beautiful spot. Well, I'm glad you said that and didn't cast any aspersions, because I've lived there for 29 years, and it is a great spot. We have a lot of fun there. Well, let's get back to this program and talk about the music you brought with you for our audience to hear tonight. What are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to start with a holiday classic that our wind ensemble, directed by Brian Cardinet, will be performing for us. It is Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride.
Very, very seasonal.
Mm-hmm. Complete with all the whip cracks.
Talk about a traditional piece of music for the holiday season, Sleigh Ride, always a great option. David, you mentioned something when you were talking about the program. You used the term, we were talking about voices in the chorus or the teacher, and you used a term called amplified voice. Now, is that what it sounds like?
We actually have a new track right now, Amplified Voice, that we're offering for the music department at URI. And what that essentially, it's different from classical training, where the faculty member that we've hired at Laudation Plain, who happens to be the director of our In the Pocket group that we're going to be hearing from next, focuses on more belt techniques or,
things
gospel
like
techniques.
Rene De La Garza, for example, without necessarily needing amplification. He just belts
right.
It out.
Well, a little different. He is perfectly capable of belting, but it is a different style, more pop style. And
right.
and so this is, we're moving into the 21st century and allowing students to learn those techniques as well, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just had never heard that term before, mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that things are always progressing,
mm-hmm.
and there's always something new to hear. All right, let's get back to the music and tell us about these next two pieces that you have for us.
Sure. The first one is going to be a classic from Fats Waller called Winter Weather. It was popular in the 1940s, and I don't think you hear it as much anymore. When we introduced it to the In the Pocket, none of them had heard it before, so we're very excited to put a little more spotlight back on this one. And then we'll that one happened to be arranged by Mac Huff, which is, as you mentioned earlier, a big friend of yours. And then we'll follow that up with the Bing Crosby Jingle Bells, which I think might be the most definitive recording of it. Very upbeat style in the Swingle Sisters, kind of 1940s vocalisms, and happened to be the first piece that they sent to the moon when they sent up their...
Sent something that was typically American. And was chosen.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Typically American. Speaking of Fats Waller, I always love to tell the audience when we mention his name that he was one of the most prolific writers of songs we ever had. He wrote over 350 tunes, mm-hmm. and it's great that he's now becoming recognized because he wasn't so much in his day, mm-hmm. but now it's coming to the light. All right, we'll listen to those two tunes, then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me and collect them fine kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather because I got my love to keep me warm. Yes, closer to me, and collect them fine kisses that outdo me. I love the winter weather because I got my love to keep me warm. So warm, so nice and warm.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle, all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
The University of Rhode Island is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, specifically the music department and their big extravaganza they're having this weekend. And that's going to be on Saturday night at the Fine Arts Center and again on Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at the Fine Arts Center. David, is there a website that people can go to get more information about this?
There is. You can go to music.uri.edu/events, and that would take you right to give you information about the program and also a link to buying tickets.
Okay, so tickets are still available, although there's a shot that it could be sold out, so don't get left out in the cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Can't forget to spotlight our master of ceremonies, which will be Mike Mano, fantastic radio personality sitting in front of me today.
What a deal. Mm-hmm. What a deal. Yes, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be at URI. Fortunately, over the years, I've had several opportunities to work with the university, and as well as way back in prehistoric times when I was a student, actually did some productions there. So URI has always held a little piece of interest for me.
Continuing his legacy.
Continuing on. We, of course, I used to have to get there by horse and buggy, but it was a long time ago. But right now we're talking about this weekend's production. Why don't we just recap a little bit? I know you have a copy of the mock-up program there for this weekend. Why don't you just kind of go down the list of some of the groups that will be there and before we get back to music,
sure.
Program.
Again, the Holiday Extravaganza is a ensemble showcase, so we're featuring all six of our large ensembles, which would include our wind ensemble, our symphony orchestra, our jazz band, and then three choirs, our concert choir, our university chorus, and our brand new jazz vocal group, In the Pocket.
In the Pocket, about how many members? Do you have any idea how many people are in that group?
Yeah. Right now we have 9. We're hoping to expand that a little bit more as the group gets more settled.
And is it for people that are trying to put that into a frame of what kind of music it is, would you say they do a lot of jazz similar to maybe Manhattan Transfer or something like that?
That's exactly the role model that they're following. New York Voices, similar things as well.
Great, great. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that. Should be a lot of fun. All right, let's get back to the specific program that we have for you tonight. and talk about the music that you want to play. Are these two pieces coming up going to be performed on the concert?
They will. And speaking of choirs, these are two of pieces that will be performed by our concert choir, directed by Mark Conley, and our university chorus, which is directed by Elizabeth Woodhouse. And the first one we'll be featuring is a piece by Oren Johnson entitled Oseh Shalom, a piece in Hebrew, beautiful, just written last year, beautiful lush harmonies to go along with that. And we'll follow that up with an arrangement of a 15th century Spanish carol called Fum Fum Fum, arranged by Alice Parker and Robert Shaw. Both pieces are a cappella and very, very contrasting. And I think both will show the holiday spirit in very different ways.
Oh,
lively foom, foom, foom. Well, that's a little bit different, as you mentioned, particularly following up from Shalom, which was very lush,
yeah.
Very lush sounding. And now we're going to go to something even more different, because this next tune is from a book / movie that most people have probably seen by this point, right?
This is the concert suite from The Polar Express, which is one of my favorite holiday movies growing up. And we have a brand new orchestra director, Louise Viquez, who comes from us from the University of South Dakota, and was originally from Costa Rica, and he's just bringing a lot of energy to our department, came up with some really fantastic ideas for this particular program. And the orchestra is very excited to play something familiar, but also challenging as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the orchestra is one of the six groups that's participating this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure that everybody understands that there's going to be this is a regular concert. This is not going on for 6 hours or anything. This is a traditional concert style. So probably be an hour and a half or two, right?
Well, if everything goes well, we got about 75 minutes worth of music, and then it's just be a collage-style concert where we're going to be bouncing from group to group to group. We'll have everyone on stage all at the same time, and then it's, I think, the spectacle of having 180 people on stage all together will make that all the more powerful.
All right, let's give a listen to the Polar Express, then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Holiday Extravaganza, an ensemble showcase at the University of Rhode Island. It's from the music department, where next weekend there'll be two performances, Saturday night at the Fine Arts Center and Sunday afternoon at the Fine Arts Center. And David is with me. We can talk about the program of what you're going to be hearing that night, but we also want you to be able to get the information. So the website that they can go to is
music.uri/edu/events.
All right. Go there, check it out. You can get more information. You can also buy tickets there, right?
You absolutely can.
One of the things we didn't talk about, we don't really need to talk much about, but the music department does other things throughout the year other than just the holiday concert, right?
That is true. It is the end of our semester, and all of our ensembles, in addition to this holiday extravaganza, will be having their final concerts of the semester. And a lot of these pieces that we're highlighting will be featured yet again on those final concerts, but they all have other things to offer, and we'll be explaining a little bit more about that at the extravaganza as well.
Excellent. So you can check that out on the website as well. And then, of course, after the first year, will be another semester. There'll be spring concerts and things like that.
No shortage of events to attend.
There you go. So make yourself a regular at URI Fine Arts Center. Let's get back to the music that's going to be in this program next weekend. And tell us about this next piece called Icicles.
Sure. I would be remiss to have a holiday program and not include John Rutter. So this is going to be a piece that is in collaboration with both our university chorus and symphony orchestra. This is a piece entitled Blow, Blow the Winter Wind from his choral cycle When Icicles Hang. And this will just this one's a little bit more esoteric. So maybe we'll just do a little bit of a hint of this one and we'll move on to the big finale at the end.
Thank you.
David. In an effort to get a lot of music in, we're going to kind of put a few things together at the end of this program, but I want to make sure that we cover all the bases about what's happening next weekend.
Sure. So just to recap, we're featuring all six of our large ensembles on stage at the same time. That would be our wind ensemble, our symphony orchestra, our jazz band, our concert choir, our university chorus, and in the pocket, a new vocal jazz group, about 180 some performers that will all be on the stage simultaneously in a collage style concert. That will both be on Saturday night, December 2nd, and Sunday afternoon, December 3rd. Hope that you can make that. We're going to, for our finale of our segment today, I'm going to introduce a set that we've put together that may not necessarily traditionally link in with Christmas music, but I think if you allow a little creative liberty, we'll be kind of a fun programmatic moment. We're going to start with a piece called Estrellita, which is going to feature our master's guitar student, Adrian Montero Moya. It's a transcription he made himself. The piece is in Spanish, literally meaning little or dear star. I meant for this to kind of reference the Star of Bethlehem. And we're going to immediately follow that up with a newer piece entitled Alleluias for Orchestra by Stephen Yarborough, which is supposed to invoke the joy in the word Alleluia. And this is, to me, referencing the angelic choirs that the shepherds heard on the fields. And so these two are actually programmed back-to-back on our holiday extravaganza. And later, I would also want to say that we didn't get a chance to feature our jazz band in this, but they will be closing the program down for us, doing arrangements by our director, Emmett Goods. And he's a fantastic writer. You wouldn't want to miss that. I want to thank Mike for inviting me on to talk about this, who will also be, again, our MC leading the charge for our program. We're excited to have him and hope that you could come. We'll play for you now Estrellita and Alleluias for Orchestra.
David, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a pleasure. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.